Doug Steffens, good day. Doug's wandering around his hotel room, but Rich, Jen, Roberta, and Doug are here. Oh, there he is.
Yes,
welcome to the show.
Doug.
How about them apples?
We thought you fell into a sinkhole.
No, I'm trying to grab a little fruit here. I've been busy all morning long doing all kinds of things, preparing for the next important, exciting engagement on the Good Day program, 8 after the hour. A lot of discussion this week here on this program and in general regarding gun control. I don't think many people have paid attention to what has been done internationally. Did you know the United Nations fairly quietly this week put forth a proposal which, interestingly enough, went a lot further than any proposal that you would see floated in our country? And the NRA almost became a, remember the old days of the city-state? During, I think it was before the Roman Empire, during the era of the Greek, when there was mostly what now is Greece, but during that era, there were not countries, there were city-states. So large areas like Istanbul was an area that more or less existed on its own. There was so much distance between the cities that they existed on their own, and the stuff that was in between was no man's land.
Mm.
So now, a thousand or more years later, we certainly have developed so that there are political jurisdictions covering pretty much every inch of ground on the planet. And so when you think about the relativity, don't sneeze at the NRA, because the NRA went to the United Nations this week as if it were a city-state in agreement with only three other countries. There are 193 members of the United Nations. 190 voted for stricter, or at least to put forth an idea that would bring stricter gun control laws into the focus in most countries. Iran, North Korea, and who was the third country that voted against this? I'm now trying to think about, but
Venezuela, that would fit.
No,
Cuba.
No. The rogue country. Maybe. No, I don't even think it was Cuba.
Well, you got Iran and
it was Iran, North Korea.
Right.
And
so
who would be the axis, the other axis of evil?
Venezuela.
No.
Syria. Not Syria. No.
No. But anyway, the point is that there were four testimonies given that were against this proposal. One from the three countries and the NRA. The NRA goes to the United Nations and is given the same stature as if they were a country.
That's funny.
It really is.
Yeah, that's interesting.
When you consider how much these guys get around and why politicians are so afraid of them, they have so much money, so much power, so much influence. People say to me all the time, aren't you worried the NRA will come after you? After me, as a radio host. And
they're packing,
said,
you know.
This, yeah, I know, they're packing. What I've said to them is the NRA can easily have access to my program. I'm a businessman. I have a radio program. And we have what we call inventory. And the inventory are the slots that are given to commercial announcements. If the NRA doesn't want me, I mean, what impact? I have, what, 3.5 million listeners on a good week, maybe 4 million listeners. So how many members does the NRA have? Maybe the same number. But how much money do they have versus how much money I have? How much money they get from you if you're an NRA member versus how much money can I get for selling my commercial inventory? These people are extraordinarily powerful. Yeah, I don't know what sorry, madam, we're still here.
Gun police.
Anyway,
gun police.
Right, yeah, the NRA's at my
here.
Door.
Gun police.
So anyway, with that in mind, we have rustled up some talk radio callers who are weighing in on all of the gun legislation that's domestic and it's, international, the whole idea. Because you think we're only having these conversations here in America. That's not the case. Conversations are being held everywhere. All right, so, Michael, you have cut 80 there, or shall I? Richie didn't tell you that we wanted to use cut 80. Okay, so these are some of the reactions. No, he doesn't have it. Okay, how about we do a couple of commercials, and we'll figure this out. 12 past the hour on Good Day.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey there, buddy. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been riding a lot more, which means I've been able to really exercise these pipes of mine. Just listen to them. Sorry about that. Oh, yeah.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's brown bag lunches every day.
It's picking up extra shifts.
And it's catching the bus to work.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
All right, so I've become discouraged.
Don't be discouraged, Dougie.
Okay, Jennifer, thank you. Jennifer and Richie and me and Roberta and Ken. So all of these NRA comments are populating our Facebook page, yeah. facebook.com/good day. So what are we hearing from various folks?
Well, our question up there is, what do you think about the NRA school safety plan to put armed guards in our school? John said, like this guy, and then he posted an article about a newly hired armed guard leaving his gun unattended in the school bathroom. Uh-oh, perfect. Not so good. Jake said, some of our schools here in Idaho have already been armed for years, shouldn't be government funded, but he loves the idea. Kim said, ridiculous. And Chase said, as a temporary solution, perhaps, but the ultimate long-term goal has to be to reduce the number of high-powered weapons throughout the U.S. Judy said, I don't like the NRA's plan, which called for federal funding, but allowing teachers and staff who would like to conceal carry, maybe take some extra training specific to school environment, would be okay. Gary said, as long as they train them and screen out the nutcases. Walter said, yes, absolutely, either the best deterrent or a conclusion to an incident at a 1,500 feet per second, saving lives. There you go.
Mm-hmm. All right. A lot of good comments. Thank you. Facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter at Good Day Show. The items of it, you know, kind of rounding out the week, looking at some of the things that people have talked about. There's always a lot of discussion about technology. Facebook this week has put something new into the mix. And I wonder, in general, how much there are those who say Facebook is passé, yet Zuckerberg appears to be still very actively. I mean, he's a young guy, so he's got a long life ahead of him. You wonder how much over his lifetime he can have. He's worth $19 billion now. How much more this thing can go up and down? Does anybody agree or disagree that Facebook is passé?
It depends. It's not passé, but it may be tapped out. I mean, you know, how many more people can you actually add to it?
There's only covers, 800 million, and there are 7 billion people on the planet, so you can go, another couple, 3 or 4 billion people that have access to technology. Why wouldn't you go after them?
Yeah, but how many of that is technically capable of having access to it?
You wouldn't expect where there is. I mean, I saw something this week, as a matter of fact, Richie, now that you bring it up, in countries where there is so much poverty, people make $400 a year, and yet you can still see these. You can buy these computers, the old iPhones that.
Yeah.
You can buy them for $10.
I watched in Colombia when I went down there. I actually saw the transition of when they stopped giving people wired home phones who they could not keep wires going to their homes because they're so, and up in the mountain or something like that. And everybody just went to cell phones. Everybody in Colombia, from the richest to the poorest, have cell phones in Colombia.
Mm-hmm. All right, speaking of rich and poor, couple of square meals, brand new bedding, 4-inch thick mattress, chance to benefit children's charities, attracting some folks that are law-abiding citizens in Nebraska this weekend to spend the night behind bars. The Lancaster County Adult Detention Facility in Lincoln, Nebraska, is going to be filled with voluntary inmates this weekend. A couple of hundred people signed up for a night in the pen.
What in the world would you do that for?
The fee goes to the Child Advocacy Center, a nonprofit group that helps victims of child abuse, and Operation Santa Claus, which gives toys to needy children at Christmas time. So would you do that? Would you go spend, $30 a night in jail in New York City?
Sure. Why not? I think it's something different to do.
Bring a bottle of wine,
some hors d'oeuvres. Sure.
Well, because people want to experience something different.
Absolutely.
I didn't spend a night in jail. I spent a little time in jail, but it wasn't.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I've never had to sleep in a jail cell.
You know,
but
I haven't been to jail, and I would like to keep it that way, I think.
I've been shackled to the wall for a few hours.
I'd like to see Jennifer in jail.
Oh, I'd rock it. I'd have people doing, like, the Thriller
dance.
You'd
have fun in jail.
I would have fun. I'd try to have fun anyway.
You'd be the mama of cell block D.
I know.
Mama.
The girls will be coming to visit.
Yeah.
All right, just a little food for thought. I'm always being asked, there are people who on Facebook and also Twitter, things come up with regard to some of the commercials that we do here in the program, because I invest myself in them often. People say, do you ever get tired? Do you really use the stuff that you use? Are you using power swabs? And Meredith was earlier happy to tell me that I needed a little bit over here in this tooth on this side. And so, I do use power swabs. I have not yet, but I am going to use Provia. So I'm going to give you the numbers for these two products in case you are not following well, or if I give the numbers too quickly. Power Swabs whitens your teeth. It's a great all-natural system, a patented tooth detergent, 800-865-7602. That's for your teeth, okay? 800-865-7602. Now for your hair, Provia, brand new thing for thinning hair, makes it look so much better. It's all-natural as well. 800-525-8319. All right?
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at cdotx.com. That's cdotx.com. Redress equals solution.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Listening to Van Halen's Hot for Teacher, and so you can say, okay, that's cool. Well, if you go to the video of the day today at DougStefan.com, you'll find out that there's a whole lot more there than just the Van Halen Hot for Teacher. There's a 6-year-old boy who is already an amazing drummer. That's it. Today's video, this kid, child, 6-year-old boy, is playing along to Van Halen's Hot for Teacher.
I'm going to play audio for you.
Yes.
And I want you to tell me whether you think it's the 6-year-old kid.
Or Van Halen.
Or whether you think it's Alex Van Halen playing the drums. Are you ready? All right, here we go.
Is it really?
Yeah. So he's playing along with the music.
Good. Can you play as a Van Halen?
Yeah. Here's the Van Halen version. That's Alex.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
This is ridiculous.
Now.
Take that and just imagine a 6-year-old being. You know how much it takes to be able to do. I play drums very poorly, but I play drums.
Yeah.
Do you know what kind of arm strength and stamina it takes to be able to do this? And coordination.
Those are the things that made I found most appealing about Sheila E. playing the drums. You look at her arms, man.
Yes.
Go for those. Congratulations to Avery.
They're all. If you spend enough time on YouTube.
Yeah,
there are all kinds of videos. This isn't the one that I thought it was going to be. There's another video that dad does of his kid playing all these just amazing drum tracks. And the kid is, you know, and then you see like 8-year-old girls playing Eddie Van Halen, like note for note. There are some amazing child prodigy musicians out there.
Check it out. DougStefan.com. Poll today. Less than 2 weeks to go. How are you doing on your taxes? A, already have my refund. B, already mailed them in. C, almost finished. D, about halfway done. E, just started. F, hoping to start this weekend. The 5th is today. 15th is...
You didn't put I'm on extension.
No, that's, well, let's, we'll work on that as well. Richie's very interested in handwriting. Cursive handwriting is an art.
No, we don't have time to talk about this.
We don't have time for this?
I saw a Facebook post, and it somebody wrote in cursive, rest in peace, cursive. Mm-hmm. And they were basically saying how cursive is just dying off. And then I started to do a little research on it, and really, handwriting is dying off.
Yeah, yeah, right.
No one writes.
And
right.
They're talking about how much of a, you know, this used to be the building blocks of education, right. Learning how to write. And now they're basically, okay, yeah, we can make sure that you can print, but cursive, not so much.
No. Right.
So I do want to talk about this, and I might actually even want to get a guest to talk about how it affects our brains if we don't really learn to write the way we used to learn to write, and how much cursive helps us, or does it really matter?
Well, it does matter because you've hit on something, whether you know it or not. Motor skills,
yes, exactly.
Relevant motor skills in the brain are very important adjunct to your becoming mature. And if you can't use your motor skills, you will not ever really mature, probably. So it is good for food for thought.
Well, some will argue that video games are motor skills.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Fact or Friction, brought to you by Royal Purple, the performance lubricants that outperform. Fact or friction? All oil filters are the same. Friction. Oil filters, like oil, vary widely. Here are a couple of quality points to look for when selecting an oil filter. 1. Construction. The filter housing should be made of heavy gauge steel for higher burst strength, allowing the filter to keep its shape and integrity. 2. The filtering element and media. Check out the specs for the micron size of the particles that are trapped. Too little filtration can result in engine performance issues. Too much filtration can pose flowability problems. I prefer synthetic oil filters that trap particles as small as 25 microns. When choosing lubricants for your vehicle, consider Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil and a Royal Purple filter. Visit royalpurple.com for all the Royal Purple advantages. Then pick up your Royal Purple today at Pep Boys.
Blown head gaskets, engine block leaks, and cracked cylinder heads can be scary. Don't be afraid. Marsleek's Block Seal Head Gasket Fix to the rescue. Marsleek's Block Seal Head Gasket Fix penetrates gaps and cracks, then hardens almost instantly in your vehicle's engine combustion chamber to permanently stop leaks and your fear of being stranded. For all the reasons to trust Marsleek's Block Seal Head Gasket Fix, go to Marsleek's.com. That's Marsleek's.com.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com. Fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double enamel number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. Made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans. April 2nd through the 8th. With free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
Past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day. Rich, Jennifer, Roberta, and our buddy Louie is here with us. Ken's keeping an eye on all the social networking, so if you guys want to send us a little message and tell us Happy Friday, he will relay the message pronto. Every Friday we talk to Louie about what's going on with food. And speaking of food, Doug's choking on an egg right now. So,
yeah. You know, I worry because he chokes on fruit a lot. I thought eggs were safe, but I guess they are not.
Louie, Doug usually comes to us about twice a day. And historically over the years, he's been choking on peanuts. So he finally stopped eating peanuts during the news
blueberry.
And the breaks. And then
it was
blueberries. And there was,
blueberry.
Now it's eggs. He's choking on eggs.
The tricky thing about eggs, you got to take the shell off first.
Oh, there! I knew I knew it was
Dad. All right, Doug, are you still dying over there? Are you okay now? I think he's still dying. All right. All right, so Louie joins us every week. We're going to talk about some food. And Louie, I just sent you an email with a recipe, this avocado, stuffed avocado, covered with a fried egg and bacon. And oh my, it's unbelievable. But the website that I got it from is Just Eat Real Food on Facebook. And basically, they have all of these recipes from all over the internet and all of these, I guess, you know, sister websites that they're friends with. And come to find out, it's really kind of a paleo diet. Real food.
Huh.
That's it. And so I wanted to ask you about this paleo diet and how popular that's becoming and how realistic it is to be able to eat real food.
Well, realistically, you know, that becomes your job every day instead of anything else that you would do. You know, it's kind of like that gorilla diet that they were pushing. It's about the same thing, you know, where you just have buckets of fresh, raw foods, or in the case of a paleo diet, you can cook some of it. But it's really intensive work. I mean, I hate to put it that way. I don't want to turn anybody off of eating well. But there's an awful lot to do when you want to eat like
that. You know, I was actually having this conversation with someone the other day because, and some of you that are regular listeners to the show know that I was out for a few weeks because I was really, really sick. And part of the problem was that I found out I had some allergies, both environmental and food allergies. So now I have this list of food in front of me that includes almonds and cantaloupes and soybeans and corn and yeast and all these different things that I'm supposed to avoid. And it really is overwhelming when you're trying to make these changes to your diet because you're like, okay, well, what's left to eat? What can I do? You know, especially if you work all day, it's hard to try to figure out what there is that's left.
Yeah. And the prep time.
That's why it's a good thing to take foods that are three ingredients or less. And you can whip them together a lot easier that way. And you grow from there, you know. Then you find something with four ingredients or five.
Do you have any examples of, I mean, like this thing. Okay, it's a stuffed avocado. You have some thyme, celery, red onion, parsley, some bacon, and the avocado and cherry tomatoes. That's it. Cut them all up.
That's an easy, it's an easy one, but stop and think, like the herbs are not an ingredient, but the bacon, that means you have to cook bacon ahead of time.
Yes.
It does stifle some people from trying to make foods, you know. I like to start off with fried potatoes and add stuff to it right in the skillet. And you take fried potatoes, scrambled eggs, and say some leftover ham from the night
bacon.
Before.
Bacon. Put bacon in it.
Yeah. So instead of cooking, if you have it already, if you're going to cook bacon, cook the whole pound for God's sake. You're only going to use two or three strips.
Yeah.
And then this way you have it. You know, and a lot of that is planning. When you start with two, three ingredients, that's, it just makes it so much easier in life.
So if I wanted to cook, and you're coming from the restaurant background, and Roberta, you as well, that's what they do. The potato soup is on Friday for a reason, because it's the leftover potatoes throughout the course of the week that have built up, and then they just make the soup out of it. So what's a good way, if that's something I'm very poor at, I shop and cook for that day's meal. I do not plan, I have no idea what's for dinner tomorrow. And that's
the thing to start with, Richie, is if you, let's say a day that you had some onions and celery, all right, and an ingredient, would that sound reasonable?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You take, when you cut your onions, save the sides of them, the top and the bottom, save the bottom half of your celery, save the tops of your carrots, put them in a bag and put them in the freezer. You're going to use it later for stock.
Or the peelings, if you're peeling carrots or celery or anything, celery roots, parsnips, whatever you're peeling, save those peelings for soup.
But let's say you're not that organized, or do you need to be organized to be able to say, okay, I've got this, I've got that. I mean, I'm the king of just throwing some stuff in the frying pan on Saturday morning with a little olive oil and then scramble an egg and throw it on top of it, and that's my breakfast on Saturday or Sunday morning, whatever it might be. The Colombians always have rice in my house, so a little rice, a little leftover bacon, a little this, throw a scrambled egg on top of it, boom, and a tomato. And there you go. But how organized do you need to be able to keep a constant flow of just scraps around, which then turn them into a dinner?
Well, a perfect example was what we went through last weekend. It was Easter. I'm sure, we've had ham quite a few days this week. I mean, I'm to the point where I have a ham over. I mean, I've just had so much ham.
it's
a perfect example, no, Roberta? I mean, we save the ham, and some of it gets chopped up for ham salad.
Yeah.
Some of it gets chopped up.
Some of it gets frozen, too, if you make pea soup later on. Throw a little bit in. But, when you say how organized are you have to be, Rich, you really don't. I mean, if you're throwing stuff in a garbage can, you can also throw stuff in a Ziploc bag into the freezer. This takes no organization at all. All it takes is getting into the habit.
What I think is difficult is getting the shopping amounts right. I think once you do that, you're okay, because Rich goes to the store like every day, where I'm more of a once a week shopper. So I try to. And
so you think about what's for dinner next week.
I try to, or I try to at least figure out what nights I'm going to be home so I can at least mix and match some things up, But I'm with you guys on the soup. I actually, because of this weird diet, made a huge pot of vegetable soup with a little bit of brown rice in it. And I literally, you eat off of it for a week, and it just keeps getting better and better.
We have the morphing crock pot. It'll start out of chicken stew on Monday, and by Friday it's clam chowder.
It just
changes as you eat it down. You just keep adding stuff, which is a very ancient way of cooking, because Louis, they used to have that big pot over the fireplace and everything went into it.
Yeah. Exactly. And it's really not that much. It's not like you have to take a pencil and paper and write down Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and put all your dinners in a row. Just stop and think. Say, you know, I'd like to have chicken once next week. I'd like to have beef once next week. I want to have two vegetarian meals. And you build from there. It's just so much easier. So, you know, when you do shop, okay, I'm going to get chicken. I'm going to get some fresh veggies. I think I'll get a piece of pork. And away you go. And you got a week's worth looking at you. Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm gonna try and plan ahead a little bit. I'll let you know next week how this works out for me, but I'm gonna try to plan a day ahead, maybe not 3 or 4 days ahead, but at least a day ahead, so that because I have plenty of recipes around. I mean, in my Rolodex of things that I make for dinner, there are probably, I don't know, 15 to 20 things that are on our regular thing, and then I throw something new in there once every couple of weeks to try and broaden it out. So, but I would like to be at least a day or two ahead if I can get there. So, all right, come
on. Well, you know, it's easy. Look at common ingredients.
Yeah, and
you know, like if you're gonna make potatoes, fried potatoes one day, they can become potato hash 2 days later, you know, or they can become scalloped potatoes 3 days later, you know. So look for a common ingredient, a major ingredient in like five recipes, and just do it all at once and save them.
All right. Well, Louis got a recipe coming up for us that has all of these kind of ingredients that you have laying in the bottom of the refrigerator already. It's an Asian coleslaw, so when we come back, Louis will tell us how to take the scraps out of the bottom of the refrigerator and come up with a coleslaw. Here on Good Day, it's 42 past. By the way, Doug checked in. He said, my voice is done. You guys, because he was seriously coughing. I thought he was going to cough up a lung there, but says his voice is just done, so he's going to go ahead and get it. But he will miss the coleslaw here, which we'll do with Louis right after this.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store.
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Well, Flo,
This
is what you call a clogged drain tap.
Yep, looks that way.
Might need a drain extension, some new compound.
Maybe a flange or a twirly thingy.
A twirly what?
Oh, what you said. Those sounded great. Let's go with that.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company affiliates.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including booze in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
This is a MultiView special report brought to you by General Mills. Before awards season takes its final bow, it's time for the people to show off their good taste by awarding the best food experiences across the USA. The Munchies People's Choice Food Awards are back. Once again, the public can vote for their personal favorites in the world of food. TV personality and chef Andrew Zimmern.
I've partnered with Tablespoon.com on the Munchies, the first ever People's Choice Food Awards. Together, we're going to celebrate everything we love about food in America. We assembled a panel of experts from all areas of the culinary world to come up with a short list of their personal food favorites. Now, we need your vote to help determine who is really the best of the best.
The people can view the Munchies nominees on Tablespoon.com from April 1st to April 30th and vote for their favorites once a day. The Munchies winners will be announced in early May. For more information and to vote, visit tablespoon.com/themunchies. I'm Dan Marin.
Ah, the sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are, because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand. Firmly, for a solid 3 seconds. But it can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
46 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day. The choking, coughing Doug Steffen has gone away for a little bit. He shall return.
He's seeking some medical attention. Poor guy.
I was worried about him there. So Chef Louis is here, and like we said, he is going to show us how to take 3 heads of cabbage, some onions, some red bell peppers, some green onions, cilantro, and make some cabbage. And I was reading through your ingredients list here, Louis, for your Asian coleslaw.
Uh-huh.
And everything looked normal. I'm like down with it. And then I start seeing soy sauce. Okay, no big deal, soy sauce. All right. And I see ginger root.
Sugar.
That sounds good. Garlic, that sounds good.
Rice wine vinegar, which gives it the tang.
Right. Then you get into the rice wine vinegar, the brown sugar, and peanut butter.
Peanut butter mixed with a little bit of vegetable oil.
Okay.
To smooth it out. You know what the idea behind making Asian coleslaw is real simple. Okay, it's light, it's tangy, it's sweet. You can throw some sriracha or pepper flakes in it to make it a hot sweet. But it's so much, it's just so nice and light and crunchy compared to taking cabbage and throwing a couple of tablespoons of mayonnaise on it and some vinegar and sugar. I mean, it's just so much nicer than traditional.
And you can probably add some chicken or even shrimp probably to it, right?
Oh, God. It's funny you say that. The other night, I made fried shrimp and oyster po' boys. Big hoagies.
Oh.
And instead of putting lettuce on it, I threw the Asian coleslaw. I use cabbage a lot on a hoagie instead of lettuce. It gives you a little more nutritional value, and it keeps
crunchy.
The crunch up.
You had me at fried shrimp. I'm
this
done.
Was unbelievable. With the Asian coleslaw, a little sriracha, some sliced tomatoes, I mean, I didn't hear one complaint out of anybody. Matter of fact, I didn't hear anything but a couple of grunts here and there.
Okay.
I mean, everybody just ate it down so fast. It was great.
So the recipe is at DougSteffen.com. If you scroll down to contributors, you'll see Louis' picture. Click on that, and it's in his recipe thing. Now you have me curious about the other thing. When you fry some shrimp up, I mean, usually I will saute shrimp in olive oil, butter type thing.
Mm-hmm.
But when you, and I don't know that I've ever fried shrimp at home. What do you dredge it in?
You know what? The first thing I do is
what's your coating?
I clean them good. Throw them in a little bit of seasoned flour, and then I hit it with an egg wash, and then I hit it with a little bit of flour again. But I don't like it greasy, so the old trick is to throw a little bit of cornstarch in your final batter of your final dredge, and that keeps it a little drier when it comes out of the fryer. That way, it's not dripping oil; it's nice and light.
Now, do you use the fryer, the deep fryer, or do you just do it in like a skillet?
I use a deep fryer, you know, and it's naughty, but I use one a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm going to have to do that with this shrimp this weekend.
Oh, it's super. Take that.
Or with the coleslaw, I mean.
Yeah.
Look, I'm helping you, aren't I?
That coleslaw is so great on a hot dog, a hamburger.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Sandwich. Oh, it's super. It just adds so much dimension to a normal meal like a hot dog.
Yeah, you're killing me here. I mean, when I saw the Asian coleslaw thing, I was like, hey, you know, this looks pretty good. But then you said the shrimp, and now the hot dog, and the pork barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Now I cannot decide which meat I want to put this coleslaw on.
Oh, you put that on a pulled pork sandwich instead of, you know, with just a tan of barbecue sauce, or you use like a North Carolina style, you know, with that vinegar sauce, and then
tangy.
You throw that coleslaw right on the sandwich. Oh, God, is that good. I mean, I just gained 2 pounds telling you about it.
I am absolutely starving to death right now. All right, so we're all going to make it, because, you know, now that Doug is gone, we actually have 3 really good cooks here. So let's all make it and compare. Well, Doug is the king of let's see what's in the refrigerator and just put it all together.
I actually have cabbage right now, so I could totally do this.
Yeah, I'm down with this. All right, let's all report back on Monday, and we'll see how Louis' recipe went for us. All right, go check it out at DougSteffen.com or GoodDayShow.com. Jennifer, Roberta, Rich, and Louis with your recipe of the week on Good Day.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Connecticut's tough new gun laws. What does the NRA have to say? I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. In the aftermath of the shooting massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, back in December, that state now has among the toughest gun laws in the nation. Connecticut's governor, Daniel Malloy, signed the measures yesterday that now require a background check on all firearm and ammunition sales, as well as a ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. The governor saying the new laws honor those who died in the Newtown tragedy.
Those 20 innocent children who lost their lives, a principal, teacher, and school psychologist and therapist that sacrificed their lives protecting the students they loved.
Didn't take long for the National Rifle Association to react. Here's the NRA's Wayne LaPierre, who says these new laws in Connecticut won't matter to criminals or the mentally unstable.
The problem with what Connecticut did is the criminals, the drug dealers, the people that are going to do horror and terror, they aren't going to cooperate. All you're doing is making the law books thicker for the law-abiding people.
LaPierre went on to list steps politicians could take to reduce mass shootings, such as the one at Sandy Hook Elementary.
Everything that happened might have been stopped, but for deficiencies in the mental health system and the criminal justice system. Let's fix those and let's put school security on top of it and make people safe.
Among those on hand in Connecticut for the bill signing yesterday, Deborah Davis, whose son was shot and killed in Hartford 3 years ago, she had this to say about the new laws.
This is monumental, and we feel the pain every day. Every day we wake up with the same void as our Sandy Hook brothers and sisters.
On a state-by-state and national level, the debate on how to address gun violence is far from over. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Someday, I'll drive to the airport, pick a flight, and just take off.
Someday, I'll have my own vineyard. Someday, I'll make it past the finish line of a marathon.
Someday, I'll drive my very own Mercedes-Benz.
Someday is today. With our certified pre-owned sales event going on right now, you can own the car of your dreams. And thanks to exceptional 1.99% financing on select models, now through April 30th, that dream is more attainable than ever. Each of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes an exhaustive process of analysis, inspection, and reconditioning until it meets the uncompromising standards of a Mercedes-Benz. Plus, every one is available with an optional extended limited warranty for up to 7 years or 135,000 total vehicle miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio.
Someday, I'll stop saying someday.
Hurry into the Mercedes-Benz pre-owned sales event. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit today for exceptional financing.
On Wall Street, modest gains for the market yesterday. The Dow up 56 points to 14,606. S&P adding 6 points. NASDAQ also with a 6-point gain. Oil prices down again, falling another $1.19 a barrel, finishing at $93.26. Facebook has unveiled a new people-centered smartphone.
We want to build the best experience for every person on every phone.
That's Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg. So, are you guys building a new phone?
We're not building a phone, and we're not building an operating system.
Zuckerberg says what they are doing is turning an Android smartphone into a Facebook phone by downloading what he calls a family of apps, which will become, he says, the home of your phone. Anything that distracts Zuckerberg from making more changes to the Facebook format is okay with us. And finally, a TV theme that will certainly bring back memories. For so many of us, this theme was a signal that an extremely entertaining half hour was ahead. The Siskel and Ebert theme. They started out with a show called Sneak Previews. It would become Siskel and Ebert and the Movies. Both were movie critics for rival Chicago newspapers. They were magic together on the tube with their dueling reviews. Roger Ebert died yesterday at the age of 70, just days after announcing a recurrence of his battle with cancer. His longtime partner, Gene Siskel, passed away back in 1999. They will be best remembered for moments like these. The first voice you will hear is Roger Ebert's as the two talk about Home Alone 3.
Now, this is going to astound you, but I'm giving the movie thumbs up.
It does astound me. Are you okay?
Better than you were the day that you liked Starship Troopers.
Okay.
I'll tell you why I liked the movie.
Their banter was legendary, and here's Roger Ebert at his best describing a bad movie experience.
I sat there and I thought, life is precious, life is short, and the idiots who made this film are taking 2 hours of my life and robbing it from me in order to give me less than nothing.
Roger Ebert always gave us something, and more than that. He is gone at the age of 70. He and Gene Siskel were at times even better than going to the movies. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.